All right, here we go. This is the one. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone. It's Jared, your favorite co-host of your favorite podcast, Life's a Binge, and I'm coming at you solo this week because BJ's off in Oregon on family vacation, and Rich was shooting a wedding super late, and so you get me talking to you by myself for the next 2 hours. You're welcome, podcast world. Just kidding on that, because not even I can fill that much time by myself. So we're going to play you this fun rerun with our PR girl, Jess, and it's a good one, so enjoy this blast from the past. I also want to give a big shout out to all of our patrons out there. You can join the crew at patreon.com/lifesabinge. Big shout out to Tony and La Mesa and David and Kathy and Jess, PR girl, who's in this episode. Fantastic. Good times. So big thanks to the patrons out there. And yeah, patreon.com/lifesabinge. On with the rerun.
Yeah, well, I saw it on a
rerun.
It's a rerun.
Jay, are you going to have anything to say about the Friends? I hear you don't even watch the show.
I watched it for about 4 years, maybe.
And then you hated everyone.
I didn't hate it.
You hated the characters. Anyway, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, I'll have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
Lots of stuff. Quick little side stories to tell about something. You know, that reminds me of a story.
Exactly. It's going to be great.
Speaking of Friends.
Yeah.
I had this friend once. So yeah, I'll be fine. Yeah. Friends is good.
I'll help reel you in.
Yeah, good. She just got done watching it too. But
anyway. Like what? Like the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go back and forth between Friends and The Office.
The Office. Is
How
the
many
best.
Seasons are Friends are there?
10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were there ever? There weren't. Were there? There were never any more than the 6 original cast members.
No.
And there's never any less either.
Right.
No one left. No one got added in.
Same people.
Correct. I mean, they had like the side characters and stuff that would show, but like it was the 6 main, the whole show.
That's cool. I'm looking forward to talk to it because I can't recall any side characters.
Really?
Yeah. Tell me one.
Gunther.
Janice.
Oh, wait a minute. Janice was like a brunette.
My God.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, Okay.
All right.
But how about that Phoebe? She was funny. Smelly cat. It's good stuff.
This is going to be the best episode ever.
Dude,
it's
Kim. What did you think of The Simpsons?
I didn't listen to it.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
Who did what?
Did you listen to it?
I listened to it. I'm an avid, I don't miss an episode.
Well, what she drives think? 3 hours a day.
It was okay.
It was, you I could do. Tell, now you, we now discovered. Someone who's listened to it, who's listened to us.
You could tell it's old school, you guys, though.
Yeah. You could tell we don't have
had no quite... idea what we were doing.
Yeah. You guys were trying really hard to stay on track. Like, back in the day, now it seems like before, you just don't care.
We care.
Some people care.
Yeah, we care.
Say some people.
Well, you know, I guess at that point we were trying to, we didn't really recognize our strengths and our weaknesses, you know.
Right. That's
and,
true.
Weakness is staying on track.
So. And my strength is being bad cop.
Yeah.
Like, really.
Wait a minute.
Like, be quiet.
Am
Hold
I a
on.
Good cop?
Yeah, you're the fun one. You just get to go off and talk about whatever you want, and then I have to crack like, hey, the whip, and I'm like, hold on.
We got a crime to investigate.
Yeah.
But look,
we didn't even start our intro yet, Beej.
No.
That's Jared.
Yeah, that's true. That is what I do. Hold on. We can't talk about that yet.
Not then.
We haven't done it yet.
Oh, yeah. You have to listen to it, dude. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I hope you got a kick out of it. Just because.
No, I liked it. But I have I don't know if I want to admit this. I didn't really watch a lot of The Simpsons.
Oh, boy.
So
you weren't, the topic wasn't interesting.
not.
Well, and so
for you personally.
So it's a bad topic, and we're like off our game, and so it's just like overall, blah, 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 blah.
Overall, a thumbs down, you know?
Oh, shit.
Hey, no, she tells it like it is.
I'm just kidding. It was
notice
fun.
How he didn't get any notes from that episode. No, she's like, oh, bad. There's nothing of note. This was terrible.
One note.
Nope.
Yeah. Can you somehow get this back in the can?
Yeah, nope.
I've like... been slacking a lot on that too. You know why?
BJ, it's because don't lose your voice.
A lot of times when you guys release episodes and I'm working Sunday night or Saturday night, I'm like, I just can't. I got to go home and I got to sleep. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Sure. A lot of times I don't like to listen on Sunday nights. You know,
I don't like to.
I like to listen on Monday mornings.
Some of us have to do all the work. So.
Well, but still, you're listening to the whole thing.
Most of it.
Actually, usually if I don't know, I do listen a lot of times. But part of it, you know, we've talked about it before, but you want to get that extra click. You want to get that extra, like, listen.
I know.
A little extra counter.
Well, that's why on the stupid one, was this the Super Bowl? Or what was it? Oh, the Grammys. I was like, everyone else is watching the Grammys with Beyonce. And, like, I hashtagged all the stuff that was trending. And I was like, by the way, we don't talk about any of that. This is a terrible, bad Simpsons.
How about Adele breaking her Grammy in half?
When I read that, I was like, does he mean last year's Grammys?
Nope.
Yeah, I saw what you were doing.
Yeah, get those hashtags.
Did you watch any Grammys?
No.
I didn't even know they were on until I saw your hashtag.
What did I see? I saw something. I was somewhere and I saw...
I was out to dinner. I was out hanging out with friends.
What was I doing? When was that? Sunday?
Sunday night.
I was doing something. I was out somewhere doing something and I saw it on TV. And I was like, oh, that's the Grammys.
Yeah. I was out to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Getting out of recording.
Yeah, exactly. We went to dinner and it was on the TV at the Olive Garden is what I saw.
The Grammys?
I saw like the red carpets and all that stuff. So that's how I knew it was on. But anyway, we've been rambling forever. We're probably going to use all of 15 minutes of that ramble as an intro.
Good.
But let's get things officially rolling because, like I said, I'm the bad cop and that's what we have to do because some of us have to go home. Anyway, hey, BJ, what's up?
Hey, man.
I'm trying to get things on track. And
you want me to be bad cop? No, I'm not. I'm not good.
Yeah. Visit lifesabinge.com, all that good stuff. Still, you know, we need to get on that whole networky thing, and we need to figure out what's going on.
You
there.
Know, so some of us who it's not Dallas needs to put a little effort into it.
That's what I'm saying. We need to like get into that.
And I heard our friends are I'd almost say our sister. Yeah, our sister podcast.
Our frenemies.
Our sister podcast, the ones who said, I want to do a podcast too, like Life's a Binge.
Yeah.
Why don't we call it Life? And
that was pretty fast. Yeah. So, and then whenever they talk about the show, they say Life's a Binge anyway.
Yeah but it's cool. Yeah. I that's why I think like they're our sister podcast.
Yeah, they're our frenemies. Yeah. And we're going to whoop their butts in golf.
I heard.
That's going to happen. It's going to be a thing.
I think they're probably...
They're shaking in their boots.
but they're practicing, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It makes me think of Top Gun when they're like, oh, I bet they're saying, holy shit, it's Maverick and Goose. What's that line? Anybody? No. You haven't even seen Top Gun.
I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you a quote.
Dang it.
Not other than I have a need for speed. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Yeah, whatever.
Because I watched it with my arms folded.
Whatever.
You know.
Tom Cruise.
No. It was more like a... Fuck this movie. So
whatever.
Anyway.
So anyway, what were you saying about Life Moves Pretty Fast? Anything? No.
We're looking forward to
take action and all that stuff.
Yeah, right? we're looking forward to our golf match with them.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fun. However, whatever happens, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, clearly we're going
to
win.
I'll be looking forward to making their intro.
Yeah, their intro.
We should do it different every week too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to change it up.
And make it like 8 minutes long. We're gonna
sing the chick chick bow bow and like make that their like intro.
Yeah,
is that
we'll do like an inhale every time.
Is that what's at stake here?
They do our intro, or we do their intro for four episodes. For four
I
episodes.
Don't think that you said that in the last episode.
Oh, we didn't say the stakes.
Yeah, those are the stakes.
Yeah, so
bragging rights and you get for four episodes, you get to make the intro for the other.
That's
podcast.
Pretty legit.
So. Yeah. So have fun listening to BJ McEvely and Mike Bissett in the upcoming month.
They're just going to promote their show, which is legit. Like, they do that. Like, seriously, do that. Yeah. If we lose,
when
talk,
we lose.
That's cool.
You know what? I have faith in us. I think it's going to be good.
I can play golf.
I can play golf too.
So you never know. Yeah. You never know.
And who needs practice?
And who knows what these guys can do?
Yeah.
Plus, Jedi mind powers. Yeah, they're never going to win.
Yeah. I'll just sing our theme song the whole time and make them laugh in their backswing, and you know, completely betray the rules of golf. But I won't really do that. All that stuff being said, let's get started right.
Let's do it
now.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
Isn't it fun when we don't have to tell rookies what to do?
I think it's fun. I was waiting for it.
I know.
You're like, here I go.
Oh, I get to
this
do it
is
in
my
real
first
life.
Inhale. Something good's coming.
I get to do it in real life instead of while I'm driving in my car.
I was watching you guys.
Yeah.
Did you watch all the videos too or no?
I watched, okay.
I don't blame you if you didn't.
No.
I watched like 90%. After a while, I was like, well, I'll get to the videos. And then they just piled up.
That's how it went. It was always the same. Did you listen to the video or the audio from the videos?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I even did that.
Because I put them as I did both.
Did that.
And a lot of times the audio made me want to watch the video.
That was the point.
Which was pretty cool.
That was the point. But nobody else seemed to think.
Well, you know, it would have been we winged it so much. It would it'd be fun to like get with somebody who's got a better sense of video production.
Yeah. Hey. And, like, I nailed it. I nailed it with my DSLR camera.
No offense or anything. Minutes. I mean, there's a charming, really, you know, lack of quality.
That's pretty decent. So. For being what it was, I thought we did a pretty good job.
We did. Yeah. We did. It was fun.
But yes, I am with you 100%.
But did you notice how on camera, I'd say we both are, but of course, it's a lot easier for me to notice you than it is for me to notice me.
Sure.
The difference, the difference in personality.
Oh, yeah. I turned it on more when the camera was rolling. Yeah. I had to be camera ready instead of just sitting on the couch being lazy ready.
Right.
Which is different. But anyway, we didn't introduce our lovely guest. Now, hold on. Before I introduce you, is it Jessica, Jess, Jesse? What version of Jessica would you like to be known?
Jess is usually the...
Usually, but is that what you prefer?
Yeah.
Jess?
That's your, like...
I don't like Jesse.
Jessica?
Jessica's okay.
But Jess is your...
Jess is it. Jess is where
that's good to know, because...
Jess Jansen. It has a nice ring to
it. That's what it's in my phone as.
Jess Jansen sounds like Marvel superhero.
Jess Jansen.
There it is.
Marvel superhero. No
case. Or a character, you know.
Or if you go on Facebook and search my name, the first thing that pops up is a porn star.
Jess Jansen?
Yeah.
Is a porn star?
I think at least it was a few years ago.
Are you telling me that you're a porn star?
No.
Is that what you're saying? Jess Jansen, the porn star? We have a porn star on the show. Jess Jansen. Googler.
Yeah, I was going to say, there used to only be like 12 porn stars in the whole world.
And everyone knew their names. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was the same ones who showed up in every movie.
That's crazy.
So I've heard. But now names are you got to come up with.
Jess Jansen.
Jess Jansen's a good name.
But Jess Jansen is our guest. She is, as you, if you're a regular listener, she's known as PR Girl Jess. We've mentioned that a few times.
Several times.
She's helped out the show by taking notes and doing all lovely things like that, creating hashtags
we've
and all
barely,
that stuff. We've barely tapped
my
into
role
her,
is
her
not
college.
Yet
it's
that
not
well
it's
defined.
Not established. No, we have, that was like we threw in the towel like after like why don't you take some notes and so we could hashtag stuff.
It works.
I could do more. Yeah, but there's so much. Yeah, I have an idea.
We're gonna put you to work.
My idea is for a personal email campaign, like for listenership,
like a newsletter.
Sort of, I guess. But anyway, by email and like by sending stuff by email.
Got it.
And that, like, doing some stuff.
Good luck. People don't email. They're the worst.
People email.
People are the worst. They don't do things. You could tell somebody to pause the show right now and send us an email, and no one will do it.
Yeah, but
and literally they have it on their phone, and like someone will do it out of spite, like Tony or Andrew will like do it out of spite, just to be like, you said I wouldn't email you, but like nobody
for the,
will.
Well, for the most part, no one wants to be told to do anything.
Whatever.
You know, it's
people
like,
suck.
Hey. That's the mountain we got to get over. We got to get over the people suck mountain.
I probably tell them that they suck. You guys are awesome. You don't.
That's
suck.
A mountain you got to get over.
You should. You should email us. lifesabinge@gmail.com.
I never check that email, though. Who are we to?
I have it checked every day on my phone.
That's how you do it. Link it to your phone.
Yup. That's what I do.
There we go. Maybe you can link all those things for us.
I know. I have to give her all the... I still haven't done any of that. What are we... Anyway, we're not talking about that on the air. We're talking about the TV show Friends, because that's what she choosed.
Choosed it.
Yep.
She choosed it.
I choosed Friends.
Choosed it.
I choose you.
That's Simpsons reference for all you people that suffered through that last episode.
Yoink. That episode was not bad.
It wasn't that bad.
It was good.
You haven't listened to it.
I know.
But
I just remember.
I didn't remember.
From a year ago?
Until
when
I
did you
to
record
it?
That one?
June 2015. 2015.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
And that was only, we only had one in the can at that time, or one done?
Yeah, it was like our second, because we did the first two the very first day, and then we did the third one. It was like literally the fourth time we ever tried to record something.
Huh.
Because we're like, we can do another one right now. Yeah, let's just, what do we do? The Simpsons. We need to talk about that forever. And I was like, The Simpsons is great.
And Jared kept saying, I don't know what else to say.
Sideshow Bob is funny.
There's so much stuff to talk. Yeah, that was the thing. And we had one, at least one, about The Simpsons that we recorded, and we lost it.
Yeah, that one went away. That was the good one.
I wonder.
No, that was the good one. Yeah.
Okay, because
we thought we were nailing it.
Because
yeah.
We remember, yeah, because clearly we recorded that one that we released just now and thought, meh.
Nope.
Yeah, meh.
Yeah, and then we aired it anyway because that's what we do when BJ can't talk.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about Friends. Friends, the TV show Friends, mm-hmm. Not Friends as in like you're my friend, but we're talking about the TV show Friends, starring a wonderful ensemble cast of, I'm not going to name them
Matthew
all.
Matthew Perry.
Wow. Can you name them all?
David Schwimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, not Boudreaux. Lisa, Kudrow.
Yep.
Ooh, I was close. Kudrow. The Boudreaux.
Yep.
Let's see.
That's three. Who's the other guy?
Joey is Matt LeBlanc.
Well done. Monica.
Monica is, what's her
Courtney
name?
Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox.
In later seasons, Courtney Cox or Kit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who was on the show, Dirt. With our friend Laura Allen.
Yes, she was on that show.
You ever see that show?
I did see that show.
Then yeah. You saw Laura Allen get freaky and filthy in that.
Yes, I did.
Which
is weird.
It was very weird because she was always a sweetheart, and I know that wasn't her first choice.
Acting's acting.
Acting is acting. But yeah, I was like, Laura. Oh my word. Last one is not Matthew Perry.
The most famous of them all.
Oh, David. No, yeah, David Schwimmer.
No. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. David Schwimmer.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Is.
Lisa.
J.
Lisa J?
No. Rachel. Who plays Rachel?
Oh, of course, Jennifer Aniston.
There you go. You got them all. Well done.
I skipped her.
God,
they're all famous.
Yeah.
They're all famous.
David Schwimmer is the least famous.
But he was just in that OJ thing, wasn't he?
He was good in that, too. Well, he was kind of a caricature. But he was good. I liked that. I really liked that whole show, though.
Did you see the OJ show?
Yeah.
Did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm? No?
Some of it.
He played, of course, in Curb Your Enthusiasm, they all play themselves.
Correct. But, yes.
He played himself very funny. Nice. Funnily.
You know, I was looking at stuff about Friends. They wrote that part for him. Like, specifically.
The Ross part?
Yeah.
Did he audition for?
No, he was first one. If I can remember right, he was the one that they were like, "This is the guy. This is his character. This is him."
Nice.
And then that was it.
Which is funny because a lot of people really liked Ross in the beginning and then really hated Ross at the end.
I always loved him throughout.
He was the one for sure, like without a doubt, that I related to the most. Like when it first started, and I think everybody probably was like, "Well, I'm a Phoebe, or I'm a
Chandler
Rachel,
Bing.
Or I'm a Chandler."
Chandler Bing.
Chandler was second. Like Chandler and Joey were kind
of the amount of sarcasm that Matthew Perry pumps into Chandler Bing is the greatest thing that ever happened.
You're
ever.
Definitely a Chandler.
Yeah. Could I be any more Chandler?
I remember episode where he's complaining about another guy who is subtly undermining him. To a girl, I don't know. I just remember it being very funny. And yes,
that's a solid episode.
That's when I should like think about what I was about to say, and then like, just,
well, you
say something.
Well, it's funny because both of us are at a slight disadvantage.
You and me?
Yes. You're at a more disadvantage. I'm at a slight disadvantage where she knows the show.
And recently watched
very well.
It.
And did. Recently binged it. Now, were you like one episode a night, two episodes a night, or just like constantly watching?
Like I would get home, turn it on, and watch about 3, 4, 5 episodes.
So that's like 22 minutes. So you could like knock out three in an hour.
But also while I was doing things too.
Well, yeah, in the background.
On in the background.
Well, that's the thing, because I thought that I had seen all of them. And then I went through when it was first put on Netflix. I was like, ooh, Friends is on Netflix. Time to watch Friends, like everyone else did.
Because of you doing that, I was like, oh, crap. And I went right to Netflix, and I was like,
yeah,
yes.
I was like, gotta watch Friends. Yeah. And then there was so many that I was like, huh? Like, what is happening in this episode? Or what? Like, it was, some things happened that were weirdo things that happened.
Was there stuff that you forgot?
Or it never knew at all, or like, yeah, it was like, I had no idea this
happened.
There
was even a big event that the fans did not like, and even the cast members did not like.
Which was
when that Rachel and Joey romance thing for a few episodes.
That happened?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I missed that. What season was that?
Just toward the end.
Oh, at the end? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't stick around for that, for the end.
Because that was when she was pregnant, or she already had the baby?
She was, I think it started when she was pregnant.
Yeah, because he was gonna like propose when she was in the hospital and stuff.
Yeah, he like had Ross's ring in his hand, and she thought he was proposing,
and then he thought he was gonna really. Yeah, it was weird. So when did you stop watching, BJ?
Good question. I think probably 3 or 4 seasons in. Now when that came out though, it was part of the Thursday night, right? Like NBC, and that was like with Seinfeld, right?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And another show, and like Frasier.
Probably Frasier, yep.
Seinfeld, Frasier, Friends, maybe something else?
I'm sure there was another one.
It was
must-see. That's what I was saying on the way over here. I was like, that's when it was like actual, like Thursday night was must-see TV night. And like you had to get home because you had to watch the shows. And yeah, it was crazy.
I remember enjoying it, like when it first started. And I think at some point, like a lot of people probably complain about, all the characters became caricatures,
right?
Of
well, especially that's why I say a lot of people hate Ross at the end.
Yeah, because he became
he's
so whiny
so,
and so
like yeah, he's so not who he was at the beginning of the show.
Yeah,
but if you like follow his like if you watch it from the beginning to end, like it makes a lot of sense because he's the one that goes through all the crap like over and over and over again. He gets dumped on over and over and over again. It blows my mind. Yeah. So I think you feel
his picture is like. I think the entire world pictures his stupid face of just like, you know, like being bummed about, you know, someone
Rachel
leaving
kissing
him.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, all of his marriages and.
Yeah, it was terrible. Poor Ross Geller.
And you know what I like was my first reaction to Jennifer Aniston was very negative because, of course, I resonated with the Ross character and like. And I remember thinking, dude, forget her. She's not. And I remember like kind of putting that onto the actress too before I really knew her, or was more exposed to her, thinking that like she's attractive, but that's all she is.
Oh man, she's so funny.
No,
oh,
she's fantastic.
She is my
she's
favorite.
Fantastic.
Rachel Green is great. She's your favorite character.
Mm-hmm. Her. She as an actress, she's. A very she's, funny.
She yeah. does that very, role phenomenally.
Yeah.
I adore her, yeah. and I relate to her too. Like if I had to pick one, you know, that was me. She's.
I was going to ask you that.
It's Rachel.
Who are you?
It's Rachel with like a little sprinkle of Monica.
So you're crazy
because I have like a little bit. No, I do have a little bit of her OCD, but.
But see, that's what I think makes the show, or what made the show so successful. Because like you could say like. Who are you? And, like, you, of course, as you see yourself, you pick one. You're like, huh. Well, Chandler makes me laugh a bunch, and I think I'm funny, so I say I'm Chandler. But you combine all of them into, like, one super person, and that's basically everyone. Like, everyone has a personality trait of somebody can relate to something from all of them.
Mm.
It's kind of like astrology in that way, where if you didn't know what you were, and, like, I told you, like, you're a Scorpio, and then you're like, nuh-uh, and then you read Scorpio, and you're
like
I
sex?
Am that.
Wait a minute, I am a Scorpio.
No, but, like, any of them, you're like, you're Gemini, and, like, nuh-uh, and then you read it, and you're like, yeah, that
you got
sounds
dual personalities?
Like, that sounds like
you're
me.
You're Gemini.
And so I think, like, Friends, that's what made it so successful, is, like, everyone could relate to all of them.
Mm-hmm. But individually, they're just kind of more extreme versions of that, you know. Yeah. Love it.
I think somebody added up like the total income of like the people, and they're like, it's impossible for them to have afforded that apartment.
Oh, right.
Their salaries or whatever.
Monica got that apartment from her grandma, right?
Right.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so she wasn't paying the amount of rent.
Yeah. It was like, yeah.
I guess that's a good little fact, because
when did they add the little reserved thing to the set? Was that way later?
The what now?
On the set of the coffee shop, Central Perk, there's a little tiny sign on the table that says reserved.
You know, that's funny. I just watched the entire series and I never noticed that.
It's there.
But I've heard about it.
Yeah. And that's reserved for them?
I think that's how they explain how
they always got that
six
same.
New Yorkers always get the big couch.
They had
in
that
the
one
Central New York busy coffee shop.
Right.
They had that one episode where there were a whole bunch of people sitting there.
Right.
You know, and I don't remember if they all just either stood there and looked at each other like, what do we do? And walked out. I forget. And then there was another time where two guys were bullying Ross and Chandler. And they were
That's like Seinfeld with their table, and it's also like Happy Days.
They always
have that same booth every time.
Like How I Met Your Mother had the same thing. There was a bar in New York, and they always had the same table. It's just like how's that a thing?
It makes sense later because ten seasons in, you're like, yeah, they're regulars. Like they're there every day. I get it, but in the beginning, it's kind of like.
Like it's funny when you like think of it like that. Like Cheers, I love.
Of course,
Cheers.
Norm always had a seat.
Well,
and so
did you? Are you too young for Cheers? Do you watch Cheers? Not in Cheers.
Am I too young for Cheers?
Just asking.
We are the same age.
No, we're not.
A year.
A couple. Maybe.
I'm 32.
Yeah. Couple.
But no, I didn't watch Cheers.
Right. You're like, I was too young for that.
Well, no, I was telling
when it
you.
Was on,
I'm not like 50, okay? Yeah. Cheers is old.
I was telling you on the way here, Friends was the first show, like, quote-unquote grown-up show that I looked forward to and I watched.
Yeah. I don't know when I got into Cheers, but it was just so funny. Like, the concept of Cheers, like, it's a great ensemble cast and everything, but they get phone calls at the bar, and I'm like, this takes place in a bar. Like, they're in this bar every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like they get phone calls for work. Like Norm would get a phone call from like he's a painter or whatever.
Right.
And like he'd get a call from a customer at Cheers. And I'm like, wait a second, he's at a bar. Like why is he?
I always got a kick out of that too, and they take the phone over with the long cord and put it down in front of him and here you go.
It's a bar.
Here's your phone, here you go.
Yeah. It's just so funny. Anyway, I don't know where I was going.
But that's legit though. I mean,
it's funny.
The regularity of customers.
Well, yeah, being a regular and everything. But, like, every single day, like, every day in a bar, that's kind of depressing, isn't it?
I don't know.
If someone knows to call you at the bar.
Right, that's kind of a problem.
Well, I mean, like, as a ex-bartender, you know, who had a lot of regulars and who had people who would come in, they'd kind of sit in the same place all the time. And they'd come in at the same time. They'd come in after work, and they'd sit down, and that was their routine. You know, they'd come in and hang out at the bar before they go to bed.
Sure.
Before they go home, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. It's true to me.
Yeah, but the regular aspect of anything, like going to a coffee shop every single day with, like, the same five people for 10 years, like, that's out of control. Is it?
Is there anything that you do like that?
No.
Ever? Was there ever anything like that?
Every day?
Well, or even in a regular routine.
Yeah, I had Sunday. Sunday night was karaoke night at the bar for a long time, and it was the same group of people.
Which is easy, you know, in a week, you know, for once a week. But
yeah, that's true.
Every day, I don't know.
Yeah, it was crazy. But anyway, we're dissecting way too much into that.
Let's reel it in, guys.
And roll it back in. So what about Friends makes you like the show?
I just love how lighthearted it is and how funny it is. And I know there are some serious moments, but you just can't help but fall in love with all of them.
Yeah.
Really.
It's true, though.
I think they all gave you an opportunity to do that. Like, none of them were shallow enough or, you know, one-dimensional enough that you didn't, Joey, every single one of them. Like, at some point, because you're always like, oh, Joey's stupid, and he's... But
he's lovable.
He's very lovable.
He's like... Yeah, anyway.
He couldn't do much else. Like, no, I guess he's doing something that's kind of good. Now, Matt LeBlanc.
He's on a show now.
He had a show. He had Joey, which didn't.
No, that tanked.
Didn't work.
Well, and then episodes just ended. I don't know if they canceled it or not.
Episodes. Yeah.
That was on Showtime, I want to say.
I think you're right.
And he was playing like a character of himself type
show.
Yeah,
I never even.
I don't know. He's on. He has another show now. But I feel like when they try to do TV, people, they can't disassociate. It's like the, you hear like the Seinfeld curse or whatever, where like nobody could do anything else because like they can't see them as anybody else.
True. Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like the same thing happened with Friends, where like I think Matthew Perry is great in everything I've seen him do,
mm-hmm.
but like everything he does tanks, and I'm like, why? It's great.
I enjoyed him in Studio 60,
mm-hmm.
but that ended after a couple of years.
Yep.
Too bad.
That one was a great, season, great I think. Show. It was one season.
Was it?
Even Jennifer Aniston is still kind of in that. She's, all of her movies are in that, right, kind of same.
None of them have been big blockbusters.
I mean, well, she did that, do that but... one, I forget what it's called, where she was really depressed. She made it a point to look like quote unquote ugly in the movie. You know, like,
wonder which one that is.
Don't know.
I forget what
it was. Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Don't know.
It was like a drama, totally serious and.
I really enjoyed her in Management. Did you ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
That was. Did you ever see that?
Management?
Yeah, with so. What's the actor's name? Steve. Oh my goodness.
I think
he was in the show Tremé. I don't know if you ever watched Tremé.
Nope.
On HBO.
I know it, but don't.
But anyway.
Steve? Khan?
No.
Zahn?
Maybe.
I don't know.
The guy from that thing you do?
I never saw it.
I really liked seeing her in Horrible Bosses was good.
Horrible Bosses was fun.
That she was
funny.
Kind of out of her Rachel
right.
role because
yeah.
she was, you know.
She was crazy character.
Yeah.
Nympho.
Crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
Dental crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's this? I need to know who Steve is.
So look at Management.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Management is the movie.
IMDb.
I'm still trying to figure out if I know what movie you're talking about.
Management.
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
So it's a small hotel, and Steve works for his parents who own the hotel. She comes in as a client. He's
Steve's on. Ha!
You were right.
I was right.
I thought yeah.
That guy, maybe his name's Steve, and I nailed it.
You did. You totally did. But it's he plays like this assistant manager, son of the owners of the hotel motel, cheap motel, and he kind of goes all out to try to. He just finds her so attractive, and so he's just really goofy in his attempts to try to like be close to her, and eventually wins her over. As I spoil the movie, but it's okay.
How
it's
dare good. You spoil a movie I'm never gonna watch?
Right,
you should watch it. It's super,
I probably
it's,
maybe I will.
It's super cute.
Who am I kidding? I don't watch anything.
But Jennifer Aniston was very good in it. And there was another drama where she played something different, and yeah.
They're
so
all good.
She's done a most effective job of turning my opinion around about her.
Nice.
Courtney Cox, meh.
I haven't really seen much.
I really enjoyed Cougar Town. I
thought
that show.
I should say that I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see
it. I thought
it
was
either.
Very funny.
But, I remember her in Scream.
Yeah.
The thing about her character, her Monica character, though, for me personally,
yep.
it always bugged me, and I just couldn't. I never got past it, like for like embracing her character was the idea that she was a former fat kid.
Yes, like, I think have we talked?
We
about
talked
this?
About that somewhat.
We did,
you did
about something
yeah.
else. Yeah,
yes.
had, I and, forget what guest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was like, oh,
I was like,
come
I've,
on!
I feel
like
I've heard this conversation
it doesn't,
before.
It does not. Yeah, it didn't work. It doesn't work for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
So. Like you're saying that she doesn't act like a person that used to have weight problems.
What, for whatever reason, act. Yeah, for whatever reason, that doesn't read, like, in her character.
Well, they they don't talk about it. They do reference it, and there's one episode where she's, like, obsessed with the Girl Scout cookies. And she's like, no, I don't want any. And then finally, I think it's Ross, breaks the, you know, the line, and she's just like, give them all to me, you know, and she's ordering just heaps full. And then they have that episode.
I will need a box of Samoas in one season.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Samoas are the best.
It's true.
They had that one episode where the one that everybody loves, you know, where it was the prom night and it showed her being
fat. When she was fat.
She put on a fat suit. And,
yeah, she showed up.
And went back in time? Is that what it was? It was
they were watching the video of like the prom and like how Rachel's date stands her up, and then Ross is going to go like save the day and like take her to the prom, and then like he goes upstairs and gets all ready and like gets all fancied up, and he's going to ask her to prom, and then he comes downstairs and they're running out the door, and then he starts crying on the stairs.
So...
And then that's what she wants. She gets up and like goes and kisses him right then. You're like, woo!
In the present time.
Yeah.
So, and that's the first time they kiss?
No.
Oh, well.
But it was a good one.
So they are all friends. Is that in high school? Or three of them were? Or some of them were?
Chandler. Yeah, go ahead.
Rachel and Monica were best friends. And then Monica's brother, Ross, was best friends with Chandler. Mm-hmm. So that's where it, like, began.
Right. So Ross and Chandler were best friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Ross and Chandler went off to college. Rachel and Monica grew up together. They kind of lost touch for a while. And then that's where Monica met Phoebe. And then Joey, they met because he was living next door?
He came to because he needed an apartment. Because I, like, explained how they met, like, later down the road where, like, they needed a... Chandler needed a roommate or something, and so he put like a...
Right, and I think there was another roommate that was supposed to come in. I'm trying to remember that episode.
Yeah. There's so many of them, but like...
They did show the episode where he got Joey as a roommate, and it was going to be somebody else, but something happened. I think it was going to be a girl. Or maybe it was a guy. I don't remember, but it ended up being Joey because of some like fluke,
some
you know?
Some weird thing.
Yeah.
Right. What I find... great about Friends is that the episode titles are all the one where ... So it's like the one where fill in the blank, which AJ made a very funny post. Did you see the post that AJ made on the Super Bowl?
Explain. No.
That thing about the Super Bowl.
Something about Friends, but
I forgot. It was the greatest. Oh, man. Now I have to try and find it. Now you talk amongst yourselves again.
So... thing about Friends is...
Come on, you can carry it. I'm going to go to the bathroom, BJ. Figure it out.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
I can do that. I need to go to the bathroom right now.
You probably
just
do.
Just kidding. I don't. I'm good.
No, but the... So that's what the great thing about Friends is, like, the episode titles. It's like the one where... And then it followed that kind of storyline. So it's like the one where Ross and Rachel get together or whatever you want to say. And that... was that Valentine's Day that we were talking about, like TV couples and like how Ross and Rachel were like ranked up there and like one of the top ones?
Yeah, and I realized that we released a Valentine's Day episode last year. We didn't do one this year.
No, we did not.
But maybe want to listen to it again. I haven't, but
yeah, it was all about TV conversations. And stuff.
Yeah.
But Ross and Rachel were in the vein of Sam and Diane and the will they, won't they type thing. Mm-hmm. And then they got together and then they didn't. And then they got together and then they weren't. And then they got together and then they weren't.
I didn't realize. I thought they were together for a lot of the episodes. But when I watched it again, they were apart for a good like
a lot
eight
of
years or something. They had they referenced it at some point and they were talking about, well, it's time for you to get over her. It's been, you know, 8 years or something like that. And I was like, wow. It's
so been, they were together like early on and then they were not for most of the
he made it pretty known that he's always been in love with her, you know, and she was always like, oh, you know, whatever, it's Monica's older brother, and she never really kind of paid much attention to it. And then he would try to kind of hit on her, and there were a few episodes where every time he tried to ask her out, something like interrupted him and something happened, you know. And then she met Paolo, and Italian guy that he was so close. Ross was so close to getting her, you know, out on a date, and then Paolo comes around and she dates him for a while, and then he goes and tries to hit on Phoebe when she does a massage on him.
It was I remember that. That's a good one. Paolo does, not Ross.
Paolo does a massage on Phoebe.
No,
Ross does a
massage.
She's
a masseuse.
Phoebe's a masseuse.
Okay. That's her job?
Yeah.
What are the other jobs? Ross works at a museum.
Yep.
He's a doctor.
Paleontologist.
Monica's a what?
Chef.
Restaurant person. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see if I can remember. Joey's an actor. Chandler's like an accountant or something.
Yep.
Is that right?
Sure.
What is
there? There is one episode where they say exactly what he does, and I can't remember it anymore.
Oh, they don't really like say.
He's like in business.
He's a business guy.
He's in business.
It's always like obscure business.
It's like elusive data.
Some kind of business. Yeah. Something. Okay.
He does something.
And Phoebe, I never knew. She was always just kind of
she's a masseuse.
Flower child, but masseuse, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Rachel was a don't tell me, like a fashion
waitress.
She started as she starts as a waitress at the coffee shop, and then she gets into fashion.
Yeah, she does. She's like a personal shopper for a little bit, and then
Is that all of them? Did I skip one?
Nope. Oh, okay. So I'm going to read AJ's post real quick because I thought it was hilarious.
Please do.
So you asked about the Super Bowl.
Right.
What are, one, your favorite Super Bowl and why? Two, your favorite Super Bowl halftime show. Three,
your favorite halftime show. That's why that was funny. I didn't get that.
Your favorite Super Bowl commercials. Five, anything you thought of the big game. And AJ, I'm going to read his post verbatim. One, your favorite Super Bowl and why? The one where they find out about Chandler's nubbin. Two, your favorite Super Bowl halftime show. The one where everybody plays Ross's trivia game and the boys win the apartment. Three, your least favorite halftime show. The one with Danny DeVito as a stripper, where you also find out Monica was Ross's first kiss. Ew.
Yeah.
Four, your favorite Super Bowl commercials this year and in the past years. The one where Phoebe and Rachel find out about Chandler and Monica, and they try to get them to admit it, but they don't know that they don't know, and they know that they know, so they keep pushing it further and further and further.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on the big game this year? We were on a break.
Which I got that reference to.
I got that brilliant.
I remember reading that post and like not getting most of those. Most of those references.
Well, because you didn't watch Friends.
I did.
Are you gonna ever go back and watch it? You think?
Maybe.
Oh, it's worth it because you can get through so many episodes in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, I just trust that. That the writing is probably very good, you know, that's the main thing.
I don't know where I'm going with this. So I feel like a lot of shows that run for that long shouldn't, if that makes any sense.
For sure.
Well, that's probably part of why they got kind of stuck in their roles. And, you know, I mean, that thing went for 10 years.
It was big. Right. And then they really got locked into it because I remember they had like their big... Like, we're going to stick together, and we're a unit, and we're going to all, like, negotiate for new contracts together. Right. And they got fat, giant contracts.
I think at the end, they were making, like, a million an episode.
Each.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For acting.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yep.
Oh!
That's what I do, sort
of. Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? kudos and props to him, you know. And also kudos for sticking together. And the fact is, there like the NBA or the, you know, anyone else who's doing a bargaining deal, like we are the product,
right?
You know, and so you don't have
doing
the product
the show without us.
And people would say, well, we could get somebody else to do it, but the NFL or NBA cannot. They've tried it and it doesn't work.
Well, and the writers kind of screwed themselves because they wrote characters that everybody loved. I mean, you couldn't really say, oh, I can get rid of Joey. You know?
If Joey goes away, we'll just fill him in with
It wasn't like a soap opera where they'll do that. Well, they'll like say, oh, well, okay.
You couldn't do that.
How about I'll write you into a villain and make everybody hate you and then I'll kill you.
Right.
Yeah. I'll put you in a coma that you never woke up from.
None of them were expendable, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will probably some of them in the producers' minds were like, oh, we could do without Joey.
I mean, I'm sure they could figure out a way to write around it, but no.
No. That's the thing. Because half of what makes Chandler funny is when he's with Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? And, like, so the chemistry between them all was just right off the charts from the very beginning. Yeah. And like I was saying, I feel like a lot of shows that run as long as Friends I feel like they shouldn't, but I also feel like Friends never really kind of fell off the train. Like, you're leaving. You're going somewhere.
No, I'm not.
You're just taking your headphones off?
Yeah, just got to breathe.
All right, just make sure.
My ears got to breathe a little bit.
It's just, I feel like they never really fell off the train. They ran the course the appropriate amount of time, I feel. Like, do you feel like there was a big lull, or like, where are they going with this? Maybe the whole
you'd ask.
I think maybe the Rachel and Joey thing. They're probably like, what do we do now?
Right. Is that played out?
Mm-hmm. But there really wasn't a time where I was like, oh, boring.
Did they end up together?
Joey was in love with, or he thought he was in love with Rachel.
Not Rachel. Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Not Joey.
Ross.
Ross and Rachel.
Do Ross and Rachel end up together?
Yeah, that's the question.
You have to watch this.
Ah, come on.
You have to watch 10 years of
literally
show
don't
to
find out it was all a dream.
Right.
And what was the thing about
JR never got shot and Bobby was just
what was the one with the How I Met Your Mother? It was so everybody was so pissed about, like, at the end.
Oh, how are you? Nothing. We're not talking about that. We don't need to talk about that.
Hey, I watched the first episode and the last episode. That's terrible.
I know. I've been meaning every time. My Netflix is always suggesting that show.
So you've never watched it at all?
I've seen like a handful of episodes. Yeah. I like what I've seen.
Breaking my heart. It's all good. I mean, it's clearly it was a very popular show. I mean,
I think it's a show I would like if I would start it from the beginning.
Because it's great.
And it's got Neil Patrick Harris. I mean,
he's great.
Yeah, he is. So. He's pretty funny.
Oh, but the other dude. Yeah, the other dude I'm like oversaturated with. Jason Segel? Yeah.
Oversaturated? He's done like four things.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's not quite Seth Rogen. In his like,
he's just in that vein of Judd Apatow, and you hate probably all those people.
And I don't hate Judd Apatow, but
you hate his group.
Sometimes the group is a little annoying. Like the group can get a little annoying, and maybe I put it all on Seth Rogen because when he's on TV, when he's
Seth Rogen,
when he's himself, he's not likable to me. Like he's just like he's like. Really? I like him. I'm like, your laugh is fake as hell.
But it's not. That's just how he sounds.
That's a character default. A defect, in my opinion. Hey, like, if you can't laugh in a way that is like enjoyable, like that's an expression of joy, it's this like...
That's your laugh.
And we can't help how we
have contagious laughs. We can't help.
I guess we're lucky.
What if you laughed like that?
I would kill myself.
No,
if
you
I laughed
wouldn't.
Like
You'd still
that.
Laugh every chance you got.
People go, oh,
I can't even do
your
it.
Your laugh is great. It's like so stupid.
I can't even do it. I can't even do it.
I think that also not just his laugh, but I think that part of my like disaffection for him came up. With his sense of entitlement, it seemed like with like the way he does things is like, oh, you know, it's hanging out with Bob Dylan and John Lennon and, you know, not them, but like, but like, this is like, I don't know.
You just hate him. You're a hater. Wait, you hate him,
get,
hate him.
How do we get to Seth Rogen?
Who knows?
How do we get anywhere?
Yeah, you listen to the show. What are we even talking about?
How do we get anywhere?
We're supposed to talk about Friends, and we talked about Friends for like 5 seconds so far.
We've talked about a lot of Friends.
So, do you want to know the end of Friends?
Yes. Does Ross and Rachel end up together?
They do. In the very last episode. Mm-hmm. The very last
Which
episode.
Is okay.
She's going to go to Paris. She takes a job in Paris, and she wants to go, and he doesn't want her to go, but they do have a kid together. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's big. Yes. So part of me, as a Ross,
right.
when, as an evolved Ross, as an adult, a Ross who's grown up, I guess, where you pine for somebody and they don't return it.
Sure.
But you keep pining for him. To me, that's like,
what are you doing?
Yes, it's like, where's your self-esteem? Like, part of this agreement in like we're gonna have a relationship together is that I think I'm great and you think I'm great.
Sure,
and vice versa.
She did it too. Hers was more subtle. Pining after him because
it was always like, oh, you're not a good-looking.
You didn't see it though when it happened.
I did.
When he was with Emily,
the Asian girl.
Mm-hmm. No, Emily is the English girl.
When he was with her, mm-hmm. and she was like, was the Ross in the relationship then.
Well, but I always I remember that. I do remember that.
And what Rachel tended to do was anytime Ross would go date people, and she'd be like, oh, whatever. But anytime she thought that he was getting serious. Is when she would do that because like he met that Asian girl and they wanted to get a cat together and she was like, oh crap, you know, this is getting serious, and that's when she got drunk and made a phone call, left him a voicemail and is like, I'm over you, and he's like, when were you under me?
right
and, was that there in the beach, is that when like they peed on Monica?
That was another girl that he was dating, the one that was bald.
Right.
And they had been going out for a little while, and then Rachel saw him serious with another girl and was like, I want you back.
I guess that's probably like what resonates with me. And I remember like at least part of that storyline, maybe not that specific one, but it's along the same lines, that like as somebody who would like somebody and then have them not like you back, the correct thing to do is like, well, then I guess this isn't it, and move on.
No,
you
know,
like, because it's got to come back.
On, though. No. What if you can't? So
you can.
What if you can't?
Because if you have zero self-esteem, you know, because the idea is like, I don't like you. Oh, well, then you not liking me is a really turn on. Because I don't like me either, and that's like the way that a lot of people relate.
Yeah,
is that like you hate me and I hate me, and we have this.
But in no time was there ever like a hatred.
Well, not hatred, but it was this whole thing about like she doesn't want to be with him, but she sure wants him to be hanging on the line for her. That's my experience. Okay,
well, he kind
of
like
that's my experience. Is like is that like. Is that like,
she,
oh, your friend? Can we just be friends?
Well,
okay,
she
yeah,
was
we can
being,
be friends.
She was being pretty stubborn because of the whole, you know, we were on a break thing, and he slept with some chick and broke her heart.
Well, at that point, they had already been together.
Correct.
Right? So yeah. That's it's the things had already changed at that
they
point.
They got together fairly early in the series and then
stupid
had
letter.
A fight. And
oh, the letter.
Yeah, that it was like...
Tell me about the letter.
18 pages front yeah. and back.
She
whatever
wrote this
said.
Letter. I forget, like, what... I mean, you never really find out, like, what's in there.
It was... She wanted him to own up to everything that had went wrong in their relationship. And so it was, like, a long 18-page letter,
like
front and back.
Letter.
Handwritten.
And she, like, gave it to him. She's like, just read this and let me know what you think
and
afterwards.
And that was at, like, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah. You know, after he just broke up with this girl and was exhausted.
Right.
And then she hands him this letter, and she's like, I'll be here when you're done. And he's like, okay. And then he falls asleep reading it. And so in the morning, she comes down all refreshed and like, so, you
and
know.
She's like, bared her soul in this paper. She's like, oh, so what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, and she's like, does it? And he's like,
absolutely it does.
And she's like, oh, great. You know, that's the answer she's looking for. And he's like,
but
he has no idea. He's agreeing to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then hilarity ensues because, all the things.
No, that's a nice, like, little writing story, like, angle. I like that.
It was good stuff.
It was good.
But the reason why we relate to the characters and, like, to me, once you relate to a character and they give you something that you can grasp onto to relate to them,
right.
Then you start to like project.
Why?
Yeah, you project
Why?
Like
yeah.
outcomes that the way it ought to be.
It's true.
You know, and so like so for me I was always like, fuck Rachel. Like forget right. her. Like she doesn't like you the way you like her. Move on and find someone who does.
No, but she's his lobster.
She's a lobster?
She's his lobster.
Nice.
Jared knows what I'm That's talking about.
That's her friend's reference.
It is.
Season 7.
So Big BJ has no idea. But what I did like that the show did is they put Chandler and Monica together, which you'd think doesn't make... Were you ever around for that?
Yeah, and that never bothered me. I like
no,
that.
No, that happens later. How did you know? Maybe you just knew about it.
Maybe.
Or because you didn't just stop watching it.
Yeah, so maybe I just...
You just, like picked up an episode here and there, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
So I remember Chandler and Monica being together. And I remember, like, that's okay with me.
It was the best. That was the best decision the show made.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Phoebe never got with anybody, did she?
Not any of the friends.
No, she married an outsider at the end, toward the end.
Hmm.
And she was a surrogate for her brother, and she... Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had a... They all had such randomly things happen.
Well, you know, they all had their, like, peaks and valleys of popularity and, like, who was hot at the time. Like, right. Phoebe was really hot for a while, like, as a comedic actress.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the Smelly Cat thing, like, took the world over.
Yeah, sure did. I think,
like,
that really
it, like,
pushed
boosted,
her
everyone's
character.
Like, Phoebe's the best. Mm-hmm. Like, she can't do anything wrong.
Her style, she's funny.
She's yeah. very
Romy
eccentric.
Romy and Michelle,
and...
did you ever see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she's very funny in that.
Well, and what makes Phoebe relatable and fun is that she's, like, the one that is most based in reality while being not based in
the
reality at all.
Yeah.
Right? Which is really hard to do, but Lisa Kudrow, like, pulls it off. So, like, they could be, like, fighting about the stupidest thing, and then, like, Phoebe will just come in and be like, whoa, like, hold on. Like, clearly you just need to do this, or, like, she'll have the, like,
right.
weird, like, most sage advice ever, mm-hmm. and then she's like, at the end of it, like, the punchline's like, I gotta go check my star chart or whatever, you know, whatever.
Right.
But, like, she always is the one that's based in reality while not being in reality at all in the whole show.
I love when Rachel and Monica are fighting and Phoebe's in the middle and she's like, wow, you know, if we were in prison, you guys would be my bitches. Because she had both of them by the ear, and they were like kneeling next to her or in front of her. It was good.
Yeah,
Lucy that's Phoebe. Was that's awesome. Phoebe-ish.
How long have we been going? It feels like a while. It's been a while.
Almost an hour, I think.
Todd, are you there?
I'm gonna guess it's been like a little under an hour. Okay, that's my guess.
Do we have more? What do you think? Can we talk more about Friends?
I mean, I could talk about Friends all day, but I don't know how exciting that would be for the listeners.
The listeners will listen regardless. Like, let's say the alphabet one letter at a time.
I'm just excited to be on.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, where are you living?
I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah? What part?
Jacksonville, which is about an hour north of Wilmington.
Asheville
is where our car broke down. Is Asheville north close to Wilmington?
No, but Asheville is North Carolina.
Is Wilmington where Dawson's Creek is?
I used to live in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Sorry. Oh, really? Dawson's Creek was North Carolina? I had no idea.
Yeah, Wilmington's a pretty great city. It's right on the coast.
How far from Durham are you?
2.5 hours.
Not that close. I have a buddy in Durham.
It's not like a quick drive. It's a day trip. Raleigh, Durham.
That whole corridor has been exploding. I mean, you guys got football and basketball in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing.
No idea.
And hockey, right? Do you have a hockey team too?
No, I don't think so. No? I don't know, actually.
Carolina something?
I just got on board with the Panthers, and that's as far as it goes for me right now.
No idea.
Tar Heels are big.
Tar
Heels are huge. And Duke. They're basketball.
Sports, guys, on Friends Show. Woo-woo!
Oh, no, but this is also Jessica's show.
It is.
And so
we know nothing about you.
Yeah, and so it'd be nice to put it in perspective for our listeners.
For the listeners.
Especially since you do stuff for the show.
I grew up here in San Diego and met Jared in high school.
High school friends.
Theater.
Right on.
Yeah, we've known each other forever.
Yeah.
Right on.
True story.
And then right in the middle of high school, I kind of got ripped out of my life and thrown into North Carolina.
In high school? You've been out there that long?
Well, I've been kind of back and forth. As soon as I graduated high school, I moved back to San Diego. Like, the moment I could move back, I moved back.
So you graduated high school in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spent junior and senior year out there, graduated, moved back here, spent a few years out here, and then kind of moved around from there. Spent a long time in Pennsylvania.
She's a nurse.
And that's what
she saves people's lives on a daily basis.
I am a nurse.
RN?
Yeah.
An RN?
RN.
Any specialties?
Cardiac.
Ooh. I'm
telling you, she saves lives.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
She's a hero, and we talk about TV.
Yeah. I was just telling Jared I might do travel nursing.
What would that be?
I can pick up contracts anywhere in the world, but I would pretty much want to do contracts in San Diego and North Carolina and kind of maybe go back and forth for a year or so. Because you do, you know, three months of a contract. You make like twice as much as I make now. And then you can kind of take a month off and do your thing, you know, and then pick up a contract somewhere else, wherever your heart tells you to go.
It's cool. Do you like the work?
As a nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love being a nurse. I'll be a nurse for the rest of my life.
Right on. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
My friend Matt Luria is a nurse, my next door neighbor.
Nursing's great because you really, if you get bored as a nurse, something is wrong with you. Because there's, because there's so much to do and see, and there's so many different avenues in nursing, you can't get bored. Because if you get sick of doing ER stuff, then, you know, go work with kids or go to a doctor's office or a clinic, or you can do ICU or, you know, it's just anything.
I have a question.
What?
That relates to the podcast and nursing. Do you like hospital shows? Like, are you a fan of like hospital dramas or like even comedies or any of them?
Nope.
Why?
I hate them.
Why?
Because all I can do is criticize what they're doing and how they're doing it. Yeah. No, seriously.
So like any of them, like the comedy shows or like Scrubs or like
Scrubs is a little
Code
different
Black
because
or,
it's
like
comedy.
Any of, like, the Chicago Med or ER or Grey's or any of them.
The serious ones definitely are a no go. Scrubs was okay because it was a comedy and it was funny. You know?
Sure.
But, yeah, those popular ones, like Grey's, nope. I watch them and I'm like, no doctor in there. That would be the nurse doing that. Or I would be like, he didn't scrub in right. And
that's so funny.
Yeah. It's hard not to.
That's
my sister,
so funny. Because
my sister loves Grey's.
Yeah.
And she was just watching it recently and I was at her house and I'm like, see that? All those doctors helping that patient walk? Nope. that would not have happened. You know, like, yeah, it's hard not to.
So in the interest of future shows that we're doing, is there anything that you're watching?
Recently? You have me wanting to watch Westworld, but I know you already did that one.
I started it.
Stranger Things is coming.
Have you moved anywhere along the
line? I've seen 4 or 5, maybe.
I haven't seen it.
Is it not calling your name?
No, it's just I work all the time.
Stranger Things is coming.
Yes.
You're going to watch that.
Game of Thrones is coming.
You watched Stranger Things. Have you not watched any
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I love Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So you're completely up to date with that.
Mm-hmm,
and you watch Stranger Things too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking forward to the part 2, which is
And actually that new one, the Drew Barrymore one, looks pretty cool.
Apparently it's on now.
And
my boyfriend's man friend is in that show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, it's on there now. I saw it the other day. You can watch the whole thing now. And
I was gonna start watching. You know what we watched last night?
She's a serial killer.
She's a zombie.
She's a zombie.
Yeah.
She becomes a zombie or something, and she has to eat people. And so he kind of the whole family. Yeah, helps. I forget what it's called. Something in South.
The Santa Monica diet, or no, the Santa something diet.
Yeah.
Not Santa Monica, but Santa
Clarita. Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita diet. It looks funny. It looks really cute. I want to see it.
Last night, we watched the Michael Bolton Valentine's special.
Was that you that posted about that? I didn't post about it.
Somebody else did. I saw that posting.
Yeah.
And it's super silly, and it makes me... I'm not a Michael Bolton fan. And he's not an actor or a comedian, but he goes along for the ride, and he kind of pokes fun at himself. And it's really kind of, some of it tries a little too hard, and some of it tries a little too hard to be
Michael Bolton's adult. Valentine's Day. Are they doing the same thing like Bill Murray did a Christmas thing?
I kind of saw that, but I really don't remember that much of it. It's a variety show.
It's like a spoof on a variety show type thing?
And they're doing they need to make 75,000 new babies. Because Santa Claus, has all these toys. And there's not enough people to deliver the toys to. So
you told me we gotta watch Michael Bolton's thing.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It's less than an hour. There's a lot of people in it that you'll recognize.
That's awesome.
Fred Armisen has a little bit in it. The people who are taking calls are ridiculous. Like Louis Anderson, it's Janine Garofalo.
It's all stage, or was it like a real telethon?
It's all stage. Okay. It's all just a film thing, and it gets silly. It gets super silly, and some of it is some of it works better than others. But it's after the hour, I was like, that was cute. Andrea was like, meh. I thought it was cute, and also I just liked Michael Bolton more.
Right.
Whatever he just did, it raised him up in my book
points.
A little bit. So. Cool. So there's stuff out there,
mm-hmm.
But I'm watching the new Pope.
Is it good?
It's okay. Are you watching that?
No, but Ryan, my boyfriend Ryan, he saw the previews for that and he was like, "That looks like a show I can get on board with."
I think I would like it more and appreciate it more if I was Catholic, and I would really like to talk to a Catholic or some Catholics about it, because I don't know. I like it, but
to speak on that, I feel like I might miss some things because I don't know a lot about Catholicism, so I might miss references. But Ryan is so freaking smart, and he just, if I watch it with him, he'll explain everything to me, so it'll be okay.
I would be curious to hear someone who's not necessarily devout, but at least maybe raised in Catholicism.
You're not 100% on board.
There's only like 2 episodes left. There's one that's ready now that I haven't watched. And then another one, and some of it I've enjoyed, but
is it going to continue or is it?
No, I believe it's just a very limited.
Limited
it's like these 10 episodes, and then it's done.
Got it.
I'm curious to see where it goes.
Weird.
It's
just weird. Like everything that I've seen, I've only seen ads or pictures of it, and he's like sitting there in a lounge chair with his sunglasses on, smoking a cigarette, and I'm like, but he's a pope, huh?
Yeah.
So.
And he's
who knows?
It's a mystery. And you have to you have to kind of suspend. And I think this might be hard for a Catholic person to suspend their disbelief
right.
that he would ever be named Pope in the first place.
Right.
And they don't really go... The show starts and he's named Pope.
It reminds me of something we were dealing with right now.
What's that now? You want to tell everybody?
No, we don't need to get into that whole conversation.
Well, when we stop, you're going to tell me about that.
It was a political statement. Mm-hmm. Political statement.
Oh, okay. All right.
As in, how can you believe that someone is in the position?
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah. True. So, yeah, I guess. So
you don't really have to suspend it's easy. The disbelief.
Yeah, there's not that. Yeah, yeah. You don't really got to go that far yeah. to like realize, oh, this could happen.
But we really derailed that train. That's okay. Solid.
No, we got off of Friends just in order to work
right,
for the future.
More
to work
future
for the
stuff,
future.
Yes.
And also and to find out a little bit more about our guest.
About but
it was Justin. Lovely having you finally.
Thank you.
Yeah, and now you guys know each other for real.
Yeah.
Instead of just which is nice.
I've been looking forward to it for a long time.
Right on. Group right chat. On. Right on.
And we're going to put you to work.
Please
with
do.
All your nursing.
I am at
duties.
Your disposal.
We'll figure out something good.
Use yeah. me.
Something good.
True that.
Don't abuse
we'll
me.
We'll give you all the Twitter logins and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, tweet. You can tweet. Oh, we talked about this already. Yeah. None of us are
we don't.
Excellent
I don't
tweeters.
Do any of it.
I really don't.
I try to every
so once
often.
In a while. I try. And
I
then
just
can.
Broke into the world of Snapchat.
That's pretty solid.
The only thing is, I'm afraid to Snapchat anybody personally.
Why? It's fun.
Because Snapchat's all about dick pics. And,
no.
Know, like,
no.
That's like, okay, that's what it was like brought up.
That's
in.
What it was.
Right, but how do you break out of that? So, Andreas is the only one I send Snapchats to.
Well, do you just send...
No. We do all the cute pictures, but I figure like as soon as I send someone who's not Andrea a Snapchat,
that's
they're
all you
go,
use. Snapchat's made
pick?
For one thing and one thing only, and I only send snaps to Andrea. Okay.
Because there's a stigma attached to Snapchat that like as soon as
I never heard of that though.
Oh yeah, that's how it started.
Really?
That,
right. I never.
That, yeah. Which is why the screenshot thing is still a thing because like it would notify people if they screenshotted your like. Booby pic that you sent somebody or whatever.
Like, yeah, you can only see it for 5 seconds. Boop, here it is.
Yeah, oh, it would just gotcha. It deletes the pictures. But now it's gotcha. All about the stories and the filters. And
it's super cute. Yeah. My sister is amazing. Like she like makes so many videos. My sister Valerie is crazy about it.
Yeah, and I think the money is when people actually use the story part and yeah. they show you
the story.
Their
I haven't really figured out yet, but just the different filters and the voices and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I did a whole bunch with my niece.
Oh, yeah, with the deer and stuff. That
yeah,
was really,
you know, it's, yeah, it's super cute. It's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I share other ones, but I never, like, personally Snapchat somebody.
You should. It's fun.
All right, I'm going to... Somebody, you're getting a Snapchat.
Send me
you
one.
Know, you don't know what it's going to be.
Send me a Snapchat. I will accept your Snapchat.
All right.
And I'll screenshot it and send it to the world. Just kidding, I won't do that. But yeah, thank you for being here.
Jess
Thanks
Jansen.
For having me.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be the last time. I'll have True to that. Come visit again.
Yeah. And we can, you know, actually Skype people in because we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to figure something else out soon.
We will. We will.
We're going to figure something out.
Our main,
fearless leader.
Our audio guy is
our fearless
heading,
leader is
heading
leading
north.
Us.
Yeah. North to Alaska.
Oh.
So
well, not quite
it's either going to be the end of the show or we have to learn how to do some stuff real quick.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out by June. We have until June.
Yeah, true that.
To kind of figure it out.
But
and then tune in on Wednesday to watch Me and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, that's this
that's right.
Wednesday. Well, when this airs,
right, when this
on
airs,
this Wednesday,
so it'll be
that. Oh, that's
Wednesday.
And that's
exciting.
All we can say, and that's all we'll ever say. That's
yeah,
all you'll
sure,
hear us
we'll
talk
never,
about.
We won't talk about it. But tune in and watch, and then we can talk about it in person if we're ever hanging out.
True that.
So.
Word. But anyway, again, thank you for being here. You were awesome.
Thank
we
you
sort
were.
Of talked about Friends for the most of it. And
we dabbled.
We can call it a Friends episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah. ... ? But anyway, thanks out there for listening. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll
see
you
on
the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
could I do?
Okay, all right.